From the Southwest Institute of Leadership, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Back on March 17th, I played the first part of this audio. I captured Gary speaking on leadership, and while the whole thing is pretty long, pieces like this are just perfect for light summer podcasts. And you might learn something, too. On this episode, you will hear Brad Hawkins ask the questions, and I'm paraphrasing here, the longer you do it, does leadership become easier? And what are the differences between power and authority? So, here you go.
I'm curious, does it become easier to be a leader the longer you've done it, the higher the stakes? Is there advantageous benefit to the collective knowledge that you have going, looking backward? Or is that more of a burden to you because you see much more?
I don't know if easier is quite the right way to describe it, but I think as with anything, the more experiences you have, the better. And as time goes by, we're all accumulating more experiences. So I definitely feel like I definitely feel more comfortable as a leader today than I did last year or the year before. And so and that's a nice thing to be able to report because that's one of my personal goals. I always hope that I've grown some and hopefully a lot in a year's time period, and I always try to reflect in that way. No job is easy, and I think all jobs are important. All team members are important, but it's tough to have a team that is successful without good leadership. And so I do think it adds an extra burden or an extra duty or responsibility to those who want to assume it. And I've always really relished a leadership role and I really enjoyed that just because I enjoy the people and I enjoy that interaction. I enjoy being a part of a team that's hopefully doing good things, and we all want to be a part of a winner. And you've got that, of course, at Southwest Airlines. But I think it certainly, I would hope that every year I'm a better leader than I was the year before. And I think at least in that aspect, probably, yeah, it gets easier.
What are the subtle and the, when you think about integrity, what are the subtle and the not so subtle differences between power and authority invoked by a leader?
Well, I think the natural image that's conjured up by the word integrity is honesty. But you can not lie and not be straightforward. You can not lie and not necessarily do what's in the best interest of an organization or a team or a group of people. So it's a reputational thing, and it just has to be earned over a long period of time. It's something I care deeply about, so I always tried to behave accordingly. And if there was a risky behavior that encroached upon my perception of integrity, I tried to avoid that. Some leaders are more aggressive than I am and say, well, I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to state my views and I'm going to behave in a certain way. And it just makes it harder to convince people, if you're going to behave that way, what you stand for. So I think the consistency is also an aspect of integrity. But in the end, it's really what's inside that counts for integrity, regardless of the perception. And it's just something that has to be earned over time. I'm going to be 55 years old in a month, so it just takes a while to get established to this point, and certainly something that I hope that people feel like I have integrity. It's certainly something that's important to me that people believe that, and because there are perceptions, I think that's why it's important to manage those perceptions.
There are some specific questions here that drill down specifically to law enforcement. One of the great things about the airline is that we touch all these different aspects of life. We have customer service. We have the financial side. And law enforcement has really become something that's been valued internally for us. So what do you look for in the leader, in the law enforcement, in the safety and security realm?
I think the traits are very, very similar. We were just talking about integrity because there is such power vested in law enforcement. Trust and integrity, straightforward communication, I think are all very important leadership aspects. Like many functions that we all depend on, it is a very, very significant and important service that's provided in our lives. So, you know, we're all very indebted to the men and women who serve in that capacity, and certainly best served by those who have very strong integrity.
And that leadership really directly has translated into the overall security of the communities in which we all live, and really the nation as a whole.
It does. And of course, in our business, which has been under attack at times, we appreciate as much as anyone having strong law enforcement, having strong security. And of course, we in our industry, we work very closely with leaders in those functions, and again, very, very appreciative of what they do.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.